The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. One afternoon, when I was 8 years old, I brandished a metal nail file as though it were a knife, staring into the eyes of my beloved dog, Sebastian. I wanted to see if I could even just for a moment hold the pose of cruelty, and I wanted to know what my doing so would do to Sebastian, whether his trust of me would override his fear of the tiny weapon, or whether his own survival instinct would cause him to turn on me, to growl or bare his teeth or seek escape. That's not what I told myself I was doing, but that's how I make sense of it now. Then it was a wordless choice, something my body did almost without me, while my mind hovered nearby, watching. What happened was this. Sebastian looked at me as if in surprise. Without growling, his body stiffened. He hunkered down, the way animals do when they know that any second they might be called to spring into action. Then I put the blade down, sweetening my voice, saying, "I'm sorry, Sebastian, come here, it's okay." And the dog hurried away. I believe danger is something we are born with the urge to rehearse, whether that means we are the agents or the targets of threat. Perhaps it teaches us something about survival or about the psychology of violence. Perhaps it allows us to sample early on the particular disgust that results from causing another harm. Today's poem, Burial, by South African poet Kaleka Putuma, describes another childhood rite of passage, playing dead. Here, as everywhere, such a game affords kids the chance to take stock of what's at stake in living and dying. Burial by Kaleka Putuma. We took turns to bury each other, excited to be underneath the weight of sand in our bathing suits, with just our tiny heads peering through the top. Whoever played the mother of the deceased would wail hysterically. We all wanted a chance to play the mother of the deceased so we could sob dramatically and throw our small bodies over the sand and seashell coffin. The deceased would always come to life from too much giggling. We all giggled through the procession. At the funeral, we were long-lost aunties and uncles and cousins and neighbors who have not been home in years. We fought over who would be the custodians of the castles we built. Those who were not given property shares threw tantrums and dismissed playing altogether and went swimming or collecting shells or went about building homes of their own. Acquiring land was easy then. Owning something you had built was simple then. The castle bulldozed by the sea was something we mourned and forgot in the morning. Letting go of what you believed belonged to you was easy then. Coming home then as long-lost aunties, uncles, cousins, and neighbors was not complicated or loaded with years of unanswered questions. We spoke without choking. We spoke without the burden of grief or responsibilities. Coffins could be dismantled. We died and rose again. We were fragile and immortal. We played God, came and went as we pleased. Life and death, then, was a game we had a remote for. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.